We head to Ivy Tech, and joining us today is my great friend, Chancellor Eric Coyne. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Good afternoon, Glass. Doing great.
I was busy on the roof clearing off the helipad just in case you needed to fly in and jump in the studio today, but you can't. Well, you're too busy. Why? You are down to we're down to the hours count now until Monday. Why is that a big deal? Well, Ivy Tech opens the doors, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, it's awesome. Actually, our helipad is under construction right now. We're actually doing a roofing project, so I couldn't get access. Otherwise, definitely be there.
All right. Well, I'll make sure to keep it. I'll keep it neat and tidy up there. And then the rappelling rope down to the fourth floor, though, you're going to have to hang on with both hands. I don't know if our insurance has gone through yet.
Yeah, so. Tom Cruise style. I'm coming in. Tom Cruise.
I saw the Olympics. Yeah. I know what you're capable of. But it's an exciting time. It is your second time. Opening the doors. What are we going to do different this year than you did last year? Because you got started when in May last year, and everything was not helter skelter, but they're coming at you from all directions. Does this feel more relaxed as the second door opening starts?
It does in a weird way. I mean, it's always a little stressful. You want to make sure you put your best foot forward. So we've got a lot of things going on. We welcome back all the faculty this week, and we've had a lot of activities this week, just, you know, prep type stuff. We had a big town hall meeting yesterday where we brought everyone together and, you know, kind of went over things, announcements, Q&A, took a big photo, team photo, so that's always fun. And then, just an exciting time here. I think it's a lot of great optimism, a lot of, you know, really excited to get the students back on Monday, but just a ton of work. So it's definitely different. I definitely have a better sense of what's about to happen.
It's easier when you can see the tidal wave coming straight for you. It's easier.
That's right. And so I'm not getting surprise knocked over anymore. So, now it's my fault when I get knocked over. Well, it's fun.
Chancellor Eric Coyne is our guest, my great friend running Ivy. We got you in hour one and then Todd Yeagley in hour two. We got a busy afternoon today.
Sweet.
So that's it.
Sweet.
No, that's
give him a hard
power.
Time. Give him
I will.
Hard time.
I will.
Exciting fall.
It always is. And Monday is going to be exciting as well because you have a welcome back breakfast. Does that mean you're cooking again?
We do. I may slide behind the griddle a little bit, but you know, we've got this guy comes out and he flips pancakes and throws them up on the second floor and all this stuff. You can catch them with your plate. It's exciting. It's very exciting. And so we'll have breakfast served and put on a little show, and then just to get people ready, you know, get them fired up for that first day of class, and then in that first week. We have activities planned all week long. Different things for the students to kind of get ready. We've got, you know, we have them, they can build kits, little kits with school supplies and all the kind of things you might need. And then we have stress relief, stuffed doll toys, if you will, stuffed animals that they people have fun kind of making that. It's more, I think the stress relief is making the thing more so than the thing, but it's a lot of fun.
Do you have like a service dog or a mascot out there where people can pet and have a good? You should look into that.
Yeah. Well, we've got the big buffalo, you know, that sits out here, so it's not live, but you know.
Well, that's probably good for everybody. That's
moments
good.
Of stress, you're allowed. You know,
you can ride the buffalo.
Yeah,
there you go. Mechanical bull, buffalo.
That's right.
Whatever, whatever's better for you.
Whatever.
Now,
whatever
on Tuesday, you're going to have a resource involvement fair. That sounds complicated, but it's really not.
No, it's all the different things that we have here that you know students can take advantage of. We've got. We'll have the whole team out there so that folks can see what's available here. We've got the mental health counseling, we've got the career coaching. All the different folks will be out here, and we can show folks what all the different services we have. Disability support services, so you make sure folks get their accommodations and all that kind of good stuff. So yeah, we'll have that here on Tuesday, so we make sure everybody knows what's going on.
And none of this is in addition to your tuition, right? This is all what comes with the package.
Yes, it is all inclusive, if you will. We tons of different tons of different what we call, you know, wraparound services. We really, look, our goal is student success. We want our students to be successful, and we're going to do what it takes to help them. You know, we have a lot of donors and folks who step up in our community to try and help our students as well through scholarship programs. We expect to give out about $150,000 in scholarships this year. We also have, and we're always looking for donors to help us with our emergency fund, which essentially helps students in times of those things that happen that can cause a student to miss class and not be able to attend classes. You know, think car breaks down, flat tires, things like that, that they need that shot to help them get through, you know, a little bit of a hurdle. And we're always looking for donors to help us with that, to really get that that fund built up so that we can make sure no student misses anything for any reason, that we can get them to the finish line. And just a ton of different, you know, that's just one thing. We've got all sorts of other wraparound services that we provide. Just think, you know, we have a food pantry that donors can, you know, we always appreciate donations. Either monetary or supplies for, you know, non-perishables for our food pantries and just things that we provide, really that sort of all-inclusive, if you will, wraparound services to make sure that our students have what they need so that we can get them across finish line and make sure they're successful.
All right. I know we're going to open the doors on Monday, and I know how exciting that is, but if you only have a couple days, now you procrastinators really are testing yourselves. But if you're not ready to go on Monday, Chancellor Coyne, you do not have to wait on the sidelines till springtime, and I think that's probably one of the smartest things that Ivy Tech has ever done, is make sure you can get into these 8-week classes where you don't have to miss all 16 weeks.
No, it is absolutely. Come see us. We are every 8 weeks we start. So again, we'll be starting up, you know, yeah, August 19th. Classes are starting to fill up. So if you really want to get in on Monday, you need to get over here ASAP and get registered. But the great news is, you're not going to have to wait till January. We'll start up again in October in our second fall, 8 weeks, if you will. And so, we just do it. We just generate every 8 weeks. We're just generating new programs. I mean, you think about it, we have five sessions, if you will, first fall, second fall, first spring, second spring, and then summer. And so we are constantly starting up programs all the time. So don't think you missed it and then just, whatever, I'll wait till January. Nope, come on over, see us. We'll get you sorted out and get you signed up. Again, you can call us, 812-330-6013, or you can email us at bl-info@ivytech.edu, and we will get you squared away.
It's just that easy. Don't be scared. Don't be worried about the questions. If you have no idea what you're doing, perfect. There is no better place to go. They will help you and show you roadmaps on how to get where you need to go. Tuesdays at the Tech. Does that continue now that the new school year is going on? So if prospective students or folks looking at things down the road, they can still stop by, correct?
Absolutely. 3 to 4 p.m. every Tuesday. We encourage you to go visit ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and select Bloomington from the drop-down menu to RSVP, but you don't need to. Just show up 3 to 4 on Tuesdays, and every Tuesday we have, you know, we answer all your questions, we give you tours, we show you around, we will talk to you about what programs might make sense for you and kind of give you that overview for you, get you signed up, get you registered, get you ready to go. It's a great way to kind of understand, hey, is Ivy Tech right for me? You know, the answer is yes, and we will show you how that's the case and get you exposure with all of our staff, our faculty. We have a bunch of different folks here to help and show you around and answer questions. So, yeah, it's been a really terrific program. We've had a lot of success with that. People really, I mean, it's 3 to 4 on a Tuesday. You come out, we answer all your questions. It's a really simple way to kind of understand what it is we do out here.
Yeah, and you'll see how the first hours of the new school year are going. It'll be live right in front of you. So that's another great way to do that. We know when we talked earlier in the summertime, you were getting a new Oh, geez, I'm getting out of my lane here. Something with semiconductors, a new building, a new lab. Am I getting closer? Marco?
Yeah, you're getting closer. Marco? Yeah. We've through the CHIPS and Science Act, we were awarded a large grant. We partnered with ARI out of Westgate down at Crane, and we have a pretty sizable grant over a four-year period. And we're going to be providing semiconductor training we're building a training lab, if you will, a training clean room so that we can train folks on how to work with microelectronics and how to work in that space. And so a lot of exciting things going on there. This summer we had a summer camp, one for adults, one for high schoolers, really well attended. Really great positive feedback from everybody out of that. Lots of excitement with this program. And as we see industry partners starting to move into Westgate and in the region, there's going to be jobs here over the next 6, 12, 18 months that are really going to start rolling in. And so we have our first sessions will be this fall to get the semiconductor certificate. And then after that, you know, we'll be cranking out programs every 8 weeks, every 16 week, you know, you name it. We'll be moving pretty quickly after that. We also have real excited. We have another partnership that we're going to be entering into this fall, where we're going to start. We'll be able to have a mobile camp, if you will, a mobile facility, clean room, and so we're going to be able to get out into our neighbor counties here that we service and really take sort of the semiconductor and the microelectronics training to them, and get into our junior highs and high schools out and about in the region, and explain to them what this is all about and how we can energize our next gen workforce. And so, really excited about that.
The Energizer Bunny is Chancellor Eric Coyne. He is ready for Monday. He is ready for the fall semester and one of your most prominent programs. We do have to be patient and wait till spring, but today is a huge day on the calendar for potential nursing students. Tell me about why today is a big, big deal.
Our spring nursing applications open up today, and they continue through October 15. It closes on October 15. You call me, you know, hey, we're best buddies. We go way back. Can you get me
that
in?
That doesn't work, does it?
It doesn't work. I can't help you. I would love to, but unfortunately, I can't help you. The demand is just so high. So, get in now. Come see us. Understand what the application. We will work with you. We will help you get the best application possible, but that has to be submitted by October 15th for the spring term. So really, it's a great program. We are super excited. Our new skills lab is going to open up this fall. We just found out today that it got we had an inspection back in July, the end of July. That went really well, and then today the Indiana State Board of Nursing officially voted and approved our new skills lab. So you're hearing it. This is breaking news. This is breaking news.
That's and, 2 days in a row. I like that.
It is. We're really excited.
Great to hear. Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, that skills lab, and then we added three classrooms here in the main building. So we are going to have the building is going to be alive here with nurses everywhere. Getting the skills lab and the classroom work taken care of here. And then we still have what's called the simulation lab, which is a simulated hospital room. And then we have a person sits behind the curtain, so to speak, and then, you know, makes the patient, and they'll have a heart attack and they do all sorts of crazy things.
That's outstanding.
And the students have to react to that. That's still in our other building, and we will probably over the course of the next year work towards moving that into this building as well. But lots really excited around that. It's just it is an incredibly beautiful space, and so excited for what that's going to do for the quality of education that we provide for our nursing students. Get over here, get that nursing application sorted out, and make sure October 15th. That comes quick. It's only 2 months away, and you're like, it's 2 months away. Man, I'll get to it. but you next thing you know, it's going to be the 1st of October. You're going to be dreaming of Halloween, and then boom, you know, October 15th.
Dreaming of candy. That's
so,
right. Dreaming so, of, yep. Distracted by Baby Ruth and Butterfinger. It happens, kids. It happens. Now, here's the good news. If you have any questions about these programs, there are going to be information sessions coming up. You just had one. Not last week, but the week. Last week.
It was last week. Yeah.
And you're going to have a couple more. So you don't have to rush into it today, like we mentioned. But on September 10th and October 1st, there will be more information sessions about how you can be application ready. That's another great way to get ahead.
Yep. And you can visit us at ivytech.edu. To register, or check out the nursing page at ivytech.edu, and then you can register either in person or to attend those virtually or in person. So, great opportunity to kind of learn more at a time. You know, 6 p.m. And like I said, you know, being on Zoom makes it really accessible as well. But we have advisors standing by to help folks with their nursing applications. So really anytime, just give us a call, 330-6013-bl-info@ivytech.edu. We would love to hear from you and get you signed up.
And another great thing with Welcome Week next week, your partnership with the Red Cross continues, and you'll have monthly blood drives. And, well, if you're getting them all back on campus starting on Monday, that means they can sign up. And people in the community can do this as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Come see us. Sign up through the Red Cross and then select the Bloomington and the Ivy Tech location. And we'll be on Wednesday, August 21st from 10 to 3 p.m. And again, Thursday, August 22nd from 1 to 6. And both of those will be in our famous Shreve Hall. So love to have you here on the main campus in Shreve Hall and see folks donating blood. And what a great program that is, and partnership we have with them. I'm really, really appreciative that we're able to do that.
Does Yellowwood do anything in the fall, or do I have to wait all the way till springtime for that?
Yeah, you know, we do. In the fall, we're going to start up our Yellowwood Cafe again. So it'll be pastries and coffees, waiting to get the final day and time.
Okay.
It's usually the same day in the morning, runs from like 9 to noon, 1 o'clock every day, waiting to get confirmation on which day of the week it'll be. But, I was just down there earlier today, Glass, maybe sampling some things, just, you know, doing some
quality control. That's right.
Exactly. Making sure we're ready for the semester, you know, gotta make sure that happens. And, they are fired up. We have a new instructor. We're really excited. Molly Greenwood, we hired this summer to work with Chef Stacy Strand. Those two are working really well together to really grow the program, some exciting new ideas, and just both of them bring a wealth of experience to the job. I mean, these are professional chefs that we have. They are energized. They are ready to go and train our next-gen chefs for the region. They just really, I think there's just so much excitement and so much they are able to bring to the table. Really excited for that program and how it's going to grow and where it's going to go. So I was down there, like I said earlier today, and the excitement is, it's like you just the optimism and the hope down there is just really exciting. So you can cut it with a knife.
Now we're doing food jokes. This is great.
Right.
How about
Roly
Poly? They ready to get going too? Are they still with you? Have we added or subtracted anything?
Totally.
How's that going?
They are totally with us. In fact, they, you know, one thing that happened this summer is we used to have a Barnes & Noble partnership, but a new contract with a company called eCampus. And so we no longer have an on-campus bookstore. So, you know, where are you going to get your T-shirts, things like that. And Roly Poly has stepped up and said, hey, we'll do that. So they're working with eCampus to have our, you know, cups and mugs and things like that in Roly Poly now for sale. So that really appreciate them doing that. The eCampus is a new model. It's more kind of like Amazon-esque, right? Students will be, books will be delivered to their homes, things like that. So they can go online. They can still order T-shirts, still do all that online. But, you know, if you're just kind of wandering by and you're like, yeah, I need a mug, the Roly Poly will start selling that stuff here soon. They've been great partners for a few years now, and that continues. Really appreciate their support. Been a it's a big hit out here. The students really love it. So, and the rest of us, staff and faculty, love having them here. And so really appreciate their support, and they're really stepping up to make sure we continue offering some of the swag items, if you will, that students look for. So that's cool.
Town hall meetings in the books. Staff and faculty ready to go, excited. What do you do on the final weekend of your summer, buddy? You're not going to sleep on Sunday night, so I hope you get a nap in on the weekend.
Yeah, we actually dropped off last Saturday, dropped off Annalisa. So she's college. She's a college kid now, which is hard to believe. And, we're gonna take it easy this weekend. We got a few things up our sleeves, but try and
– Is your nest empty?
No, not yet. Our son's college doesn't start for another month. So
Yeah,
he's still interning here in town and enjoying himself. And then we'll be so it's kind of a transition time. So I think he and I are going to go do some stuff this weekend and take it easy and kind of get ready for next week. It's, you know, it's funny. Once you execute on once the students show up and things get going, it's like the machine, that's what the machine's designed to do, right?
That's right.
It's designed to do that. It's not designed to hang out and plan and prep. It wants to bring students in. It wants to have everybody here. It's like, we're ready to go.
So yeah, we have all these cylinders. We'd like to get through the gears instead of in the no wake zone. We'd like to get up and go.
Exactly right. The oil is ready, so we are ready to put on the gas.
You sound like you are fired up and rip roaring, ready to go, and I can't wait to hear all about it when we get caught up with you a little bit later in the month. Monday morning, Ivy Tech. The door opens, the bell rings, pancakes are flipping up to the second floor. Education begins. Where do we go for all the information, buddy?
Give us a call, 812-330-6013. Email us, bl-info@ivytech.edu, or visit us at www.ivytech.edu/Bloomington.
Well, that's outstanding. That sounds like a spot we should cut. Good job, my friend. I hope to see you soon. Have a great weekend, and have a great Monday and rest of next week. We'll get caught up down the road, Eric. Great job. Thank you.
Thanks, Blas. Appreciate you, buddy. Have a good one.
That's Eric Coyne, the chancellor at Ivy Tech. He is getting ready to open the doors for the second time in his tenure. He'll do so Monday morning, 8 a.m. to get everybody up and running. We'll thank our friends at Ivy Tech. Yeah, we'll get to Diane Daly's news headlines. I don't forget. I always have so much fun with Chancellor Coyne. We run a little late, but it's good information, and it's a great partner in our community as well. Ivy Tech, 348 WGCL.